Hello, everybody. My name is James. I reside here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I wanted to share with you all my story of having eye floaters and where it all began and where this journey kind of started. It was about 3 years ago. I was living in San Diego, California. And one day, me and my family, we came to visit my mother-in-law, who was living in Las Vegas, Nevada. And as you all know, Las Vegas being a very bright place, it's much more clear here as well. Not much landscape in between the valley. The mountains are kind of surrounding. So you can see a pretty good distance, and it's nice and clear. And then a place like San Diego is very green and a lot of landscape and hills. You can't see from one end of the city to the other like you can in Vegas. You can literally stand on the west side and see clear across to the east side. I'm not sure exactly what the distance of that is, but it's like 30 miles. So if you had a good telescope or binoculars, you could probably see all the way over there. No joke. But anyways, one day after visiting Vegas, we were driving back, and on the way back, going through the desert, I noticed a small dark speck in the lower right eye, okay? And I figured I'm just going to shake my head. No. At first, I thought it was like a fly or something. And, you know, I kind of shooed my hand upward, like as if I was shooing a fly out of my vision. And then I realized that it wasn't going nowhere and that there was something actually in my eye. So at the time, never experiencing floaters, I'm just thinking, okay, what is that? Let me just shake my head real quick and everything will be all right. So I did that and nothing happens. So I now realize there's some kind of dot in my right eye. I'm thinking that, you know, maybe it'll go away in a few days. Maybe it's just some weird piece of skin floating in my eye. You know, this is before I ever even looked up eye floaters or that I even knew that it was called an eye floater. I didn't even know what to Google at this point. We all know Googling is not the best thing to do when you have something wrong with you. Oh my gosh. So anyways, about 3 months later, after Googling myself into having about 20 different diseases, I finally decided to go get professional help, or so I thought. You know, I was already at this point sure that I had some kind of underlying disease issues because now I had floaters in both eyes, and this was after 3 months, okay? And the floaters actually got worse. So I now had more than one in the right eye and a few in the left eye. And so I'm thinking, like, okay, my eyes are deteriorating, okay? It progressively in 3 months got worse. I figured this had to be, you know, something wrong with me. I need to go and figure out, do I have a retina detachment? Because retina detachments can be a big leading cause of eye floaters. A big one, you know, like if you have a retina detachment, like the skin inside of your eye, the lining inside of your eye will simply break off because your retina is tearing apart, and that could be a serious issue. If you are somebody experiencing eye floaters, I do want to mind you, if you're seeing any flashes of light as if somebody is taking pictures of you, you definitely need to go to a doctor ASAP because that could be a sign of retina detachment and that could lead to blindness. However, if you're not having retina detachment symptoms, then you're probably just like the rest of us who are experiencing eye floaters, and it is something that's kind of naturally happening in your eye. But anyways, back to the story here. So I arrived to the eye doctor, and to my surprise, she told me absolutely nothing was wrong with me. No retina detachment. Eye looks healthy as can be. She does see a few floating things in there, but she sees that with everybody, right? And so I'm thinking, okay, let me ask a few people because I'm not feeling like this is normal. You know, I've been at the time on the earth for 27 years, and I was not having any visual eye floaters. So I figured there has to be something wrong with my eyes. Some eye floaters are blotchy, dark floaters, stringy web-like floaters, clear grouped up circle floaters, clear worm-like floaters. That's to describe some of the floaters that I had, or that I still have, excuse me. But that's what I was experiencing at that time and still do. And then after going to the doctor and hearing that everything was normal, which I knew wasn't the case for me, at least how I saw things, it was not normal. And then continuing to do my Googling and desperate researches, it only made me feel more confused, you know. I thought I was going crazy, honestly. And then, you know, I was thinking, because of some of the Google searches saying that after a while you just won't notice them anymore, I don't know about that, because it's kind of hard to not notice big dark floaters just floating right across your field of vision. Like, what if you're somebody who likes to go and sky gaze, you know, look in the sky and admire the clouds and everything? Or if you work in an office space with white walls around you, like, there's no way to not notice it. How are you gonna tell your mind to just shut it down like that? Like, I just don't get how they can recommend that. So it only leads me to believe that there's just no studies about this and people don't know. I mean, it's evident, honestly. So yeah, you know, I felt very confused, and I didn't know how to shut my mind off when it came to the floaters. But I did think, like, you know, if that was the case, maybe this is why I'm noticing them now. Because now that my mind's seen the first one, you know, is that why I'm noticing all these now? Not sure. So 6 months or so went by, and now at this point, I'm still living in San Diego. And I no longer wanted to go outside. And my job at the time, which was also an outside job, was definitely affected by that. Eventually, I ended up losing that job. And then I started doing rideshare apps like Uber and Lyft to make money. I don't know if all of you know, but living in San Diego is not the cheapest place to live. Me, my wife, and daughter, we were living in a one-bedroom apartment, only 500 square feet. My daughter at the time was only like 2 years old, maybe, and she was starting to run around a lot. So, you know, I figured that we needed to find a bigger place. We needed to find somewhere where my daughter could run around a little more. And with everything going on with the eye floaters, the job situation, and needing a new place, to make me and my family more comfortable, the floaters, like, really just complicated everything all in all, because I felt like, all right, I probably need to make some more money right now, but I feel so limited because I know damn isn't that bad of a word, and some of you might be a little younger listening to this, but just listen. I know you probably feel the same exact way, but these damn floaters, man, they were just such a bother. Like, how can I figure this out? Honestly, at that point, I felt a little lost, but we decided that we were going to go ahead and move to Las Vegas, where my mother-in-law was living, so that we can, you know, find a place that's a little bit bigger, because it's a little cheaper to live in Las Vegas. Well, at the time it was. Well, I mean, it's still a little cheaper in Las Vegas, but a lot of people are moving here right now. You know, they got that new Las Vegas Raiders stadium being built, which is going to have 80,000 people be able to attend those games. And, you know, anytime there's a big sports arena, stadium, or what have you, it just drives the prices up like crazy in the city. But anyway, so yeah, we were going to decide to move to Las Vegas, and I figured since I was already doing Uber and what have you, I would be able to do that for work and kind of figure out our next path in life. All right, excuse that last segment. I was kind of moving around, pacing around. Any of you know, like when you're on the phone and you just start pacing around? I'm one of those people. And since this is my first podcast, I'm really just figuring this out. And the very first segment was actually kind of quiet, so I hope you bear through that. But I do believe that I'm only going to get better with time. Anyways, let me get back to the story here. So we moved about 300 miles northeast of San Diego to Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, at this time, I was very depressed from the eye floaters, stressed out on what my next steps, occupational-wise, were going to be. And all around, I had this feeling of why. Why me? Why do I got to deal with these eye floaters? Literally, those were my very thoughts. My floaters really made me feel helpless, and like I had to force myself to get things done in the day. I barely wanted to go to the park with my daughter. Simple things like that, I just couldn't find myself doing. And once again, Las Vegas is a really bright and yellow desert, so you know, you can see those eye floaters pretty well. Actually, eventually I ended up getting some prescription sunglasses, and I got the glare protection on there, blue light protection and all that. And let me tell you, it helps a lot, everybody. You should definitely look into prescription sunglasses. I believe that has definitely helped me cope with the eye floaters. Anyways, for months, you know, I felt pretty alone. Literally felt as if nobody understood me. I felt judged by those I tried to explain it to. I was desperate to rid of this issue. I tried many solutions. I looked up many things online, on Amazon, and nothing worked. If anything, they were all placebos. And I would psych myself out for a day or two, and then bam, they'd be back. I mean, even when I was psyching myself out, I'd think to myself, like, okay, it's working. They're going a little bit away, I could tell. None of that really worked. Then eventually I started an Instagram account called World of Floaters, @World of Floaters. Since then, you know, it's been pretty cool, man, because I've been able to find others. And at the time, that's really what I needed. I was hoping to find others. Slowly but surely, people were finding my account, messaging me, and reaching out. I then discovered something. Not only I was very depressed by this, they too had developed the eye floaters. Mind you, a lot of these people are from the ages of early teens to 35 or so. Like, there's not many older people on the Instagram account, and that kind of shocked me, and it also opened my eyes to something. I have some theories that I do want to touch up on, and I'll get to that maybe on another episode. I just kind of wanted to tell you where my starting point and story was right now. And so people being so young getting these eye floaters is a very mind-blowing thing for me. Statistically, in the past, the only people that were developing eye floaters were people in the age bracket of 60 and up, 60 through 90, you know. And I'm at the moment right now, I'm only 30. I know, man, 30, I'm in the 30 club. Oh my gosh, I'm getting up there. Oh my gosh, I still feel young though, you know, still feel young. I drink a lot of water, and I do want to have an episode about the alkaline water as well. All right, so I do have some theories, and you know, a lot of things are not studied, but in my 3 years of having floaters, I came to many different conclusions. Everything there theoretical, but follow me now, nobody is coming up with the solutions, and you know, none of the medical experts are coming up with anything, so that just leaves it up to us. Finding others honestly really helped me a lot. My depression, still relevant at that time, started lessening, you know, once I started finding others
others like me. Not that, you know, other people having this issue made me happy or anything like that, because I feel for those people, but, you know, I... It helps, trust me, it helps. And if you're listening to this right now, it's because it's helping you. And believe me, you're helping me too. Having floaters, honestly, is like being alone in the world where nobody understands you. You feel like an alien looking for more alien life. The @world of floaters Instagram account has been a blessing for me. I've always been somebody who wants to lead and help. So when people started coming to me for answers, and it made me want to research more and try new things more often. Also, being somebody of strength who would never participate in any self-harm, and discovering that many of the others in the world that were struggling with eye floaters are depressed, and to the point where they're actually considering, you know, ending it all, suicide. And that's a very serious issue. So starting that account, it made me realize something. I do not need to be depressed and down on myself because of these eye floaters. I need to be strong and be strengthened by this, and encourage those struggling to just be stronger. So I really found opportunity in having these floaters, because now I've realized that there's many people in the world who need positive reinforcement, especially when it comes to these eye floaters, and they need to know that you are going to be okay, that more than likely this is not an underlying medical issue. And listen, by all means, go and talk to a professional doctor. I am not a doctor, and I cannot offer anybody medical expertise or medical advice. All I could do is just give you my experiences and let you know how I feel about these eye floaters, and let you know what I do to cope with the eye floaters, and just the overall mind shift. Over time, right now I'm at the 3-year point of having eye floaters, and I will say that the mind shift has been incredible, and I wanna, you know, just let you all know that you can do that too. I'm not really depressed no more when it comes to the eye floaters, and that's big. That's really big, y'all. So if you're going through that depression phase still, just know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And there's many people in the World of Floaters group that will be down to help you out and talk with you. All you got to do is go to the Instagram account at World of Floaters, and you will find that there's many people that will communicate with you. I myself will communicate with you. For today's show, this is going to conclude it. I do want to touch up on some things that could help, and also some theoretical things on my next episodes. I do appreciate you all for listening, and until next time, and I promise you, the quality of these shows are going to get much better. The structure is going to get much better. This is my first one, so work with me. And yes, that would be all. That'll be all, folks. My bad. I had to do that. Bye.